USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The House is expected to cut their recess short to take up the infrastructure package passed Tuesday by the Senate. House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer said that the House would return in about 2 weeks on August 23rd to take up the bill and a larger budget resolution containing another $3-plus trillion worth of spending. The House was originally scheduled to return from recess on September 20th. The Senate has begun debate on the budget resolution with a marathon series of votes expected before it can pass. And a Texas judge has granted a temporary restraining order on Governor Greg Abbott's ban on mask mandates in schools. The ruling coming after a challenge to Abbott's order was filed by the city of San Antonio and Bexar County. The ruling from Bexar County Civil District Court Judge Tony Ortega will allow school districts to require masks to be worn in public schools until a full decision on the governor's executive order is made next week. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is, for vets, by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allen Root, and now he's a fan of SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I've told all my NFL buddies about SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and now I'm telling you, go to SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
Two people are in custody in Chicago, charged with the murder of a police officer. Lance Pry reports.
The Chicago Police Department reported Monday two brothers were arrested for the fatal shooting of Chicago police officer Ella French over the weekend. 21-year-old Amante Morgan is charged with first-degree murder. His brother, 22-year-old Eric Morgan, was charged with unlawful use of a weapon and obstruction of justice. Although they have the most stringent gun laws in the country, David O'Neill Brown, superintendent of police in Chicago, says thousands of guns have been confiscated off the streets this year alone.
So far this year, Chicago police officers, the brave men and women of this fine department, have recovered 7,536 guns. That's a 23% increase over the same period a year ago.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And Wisconsin Democratic Congressman Ron Kind announced Tuesday that he would not seek re-election next year after spending more than 24 years in the House. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Lights out. Everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
The Senate approved the $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill Tuesday and immediately shifted focus to a much larger Democratic budget resolution that contains the rest of President Biden's priorities laid out in the American Families Plan. The chamber then moved into a marathon voting session known as a votorama, where an unlimited number of amendments can be proposed. But Senator Mike Braun says that Republicans need to do whatever they can in the process to stop the spending package. The Indiana Republican tells Newsmax TV that the GOP can't be complicit in a rapid expansion of the national debt.
So it's going to go out the door this evening or tomorrow to committees that'll have to put text and kind of button it up. And in late September, it'll go over to the House. And listen what else is going to happen. We're going to have to do our normal spending appropriations. I'm on that committee. They don't like me very much because I say no more than yes. But then the debt ceiling comes into play. And we better not be accommodating the Democrats to raise the debt ceiling. They need to shove that through their own reconciliation package. And then mostly we need to hold firm there and then start changing our ways to where we're not part of this unholy alliance where it's a quid pro quo. We give them what they want on domestic spending. They give us what we want on defense spending. We're another $1 trillion in debt normally.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.